Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crowder was just telling me, thank you, by the way, Falero. Nice sports update. Appreciate the hydration alert for
everyone. Gotta keep the people safe.
Yeah. Eric Falero out there saving lives. Crowder was just telling me during the commercial break when I sing a song. What were you saying? You were complimenting me?
No. Your face looks like it sounds good, but it doesn't in real life.
I was singing some Arrested Development to him. Mr. Wendell.
And I want to ask what everybody that's listening wants to ask.
Mr. Wendell, yeah.
Why are you singing to me Arrested Development?
Long story.
Mr. It's not. Wendell. It's that you're silly.
Good song, though, isn't it?
It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever heard that song, Mr. Wendell Falero?
I thought Arrested Development was a TV show.
All right. Mr. Wendell.
All right.
What's a bigger song for Arrested Development, that or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll agree to disagree.
I don't agree.
Before we bring on Tom Haberstroh here, what do we like to do at the top of the hour? Crowder!
Try to give away money.
Try to give away money. Your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000 12 times a day. Text the word, this is why I was singing Arrested Development. Text the word REST. R-E-S-T. And Falero had said, because last hour's word was parent, so I said, hey, play parents just don't understand. We always like to play a song that maybe connotes what the code word is. And he looked at me and he said, what do I play for the word rest? And the first thing that popped into my head was Arrested Development. And then I ended up singing Mr. Wendell to Crowder. Text the word rest to 72881 and you are registered. R-E-S-T. To 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Text the word REST to 72881. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here, talk with Tom Haberstroh from Bleacher Report. I've mentioned this several times today. He's got a very interesting article posted there. The title is The San Antonio Spurs Just Miami heated themselves into mediocrity. Tom Haberstroh joining us right now. Hello, Tom.
I mean, I don't write the headlines, but that might as well just say the Heat are garbage.
I said to Crowder earlier in the show, I'm like, it's a very insulting headline for Miami Heat fans.
Goodness gracious.
Because in nowadays, I do think a lot of writers actually do write their own headlines. There's not many editors anymore when it comes to newspaper. Now, Bleacher Report may be a little different, but you didn't mean it that way, Tom?
No. In fact, the headline that I sent to my editors when I filed the story was the Heat are stuck in the middle, not mediocre, which is a different connotation. I feel like mediocre is much harsher than middle, which is, I mean, undeniably the Heat have been in the middle since LeBron left. I mean, that's undeniable. Mediocre, it's a little harsher, and I felt like, I'm going to get so much feedback from my Miami friends for this one.
And but it's not, I don't think anyone's blasting you though, like, because I think we all understand what the Heat are, unfortunately. We were talking earlier in the show, you know, if Dwayne Wade doesn't come back, and I'm not telling you he's a game changer, but if Dwayne Wade does not come back, they are devoid of exciting, interesting personalities.
Yeah, and I just heard that the Palm Beach Post has decided not to cover the Miami Heat full-time next year, which when I was down there for the Heat Index, that would be asinine. That would be crazy to suggest that in 2018, this team would just be a two-paper team. And even though they made the playoffs, even though they still have Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley there and Dwayne Wade was there, the faces seem the same. But I guess there's just not enough juice. Like, it's not as big of a story as it used to be. And I get it. Like, LeBron's not there and Chris Bosh is not there. But I just kind of hoped that, like, there would be enough interesting or enough juice in the Miami Heat organization and that team that it would require more than that coverage.
Yeah, we talked about that this week as well. In fact, we had Tom DeAngelo, who was their beat writer last season, on yesterday to talk about it a little bit. And obviously, it's the financial realities of a newspaper, and a newspaper based in Palm Beach, not in Miami or Fort Lauderdale. But they've decided to go with beat writers for only two entities this upcoming season, and it's the Dolphins and the Hurricanes. And they've got a news sharing agreement with the Miami Herald. So, and they'll cover obviously big games and whatnot, but they'll have no practice coverage and no beat reporter. No one will travel with the Miami Heat. And it is a testament to what the team has become post LeBron.
Right. And that's kind of what I was getting at in the story for Bleacher Report. It's not a hit piece on the Spurs or the Heat. It's the calculated decision by Pat Riley and Greg Popovich, RC Buford, the GM of the Spurs, is like, hey, we're going to lose Kawhi, we're going to lose LeBron, but screw it. We're going to go for it, and we're going to try to put out a winning team, and everyone's going to want us to tank, but we don't have the stomach for that. We're going to put out winning teams. And the good thing is the Heat have largely done that. They've been in the playoffs two out of the last 4 years, but when you don't have the next Dwayne Wade through the pipeline, you kind of thought it might have been Hassan Whiteside until things went sideways there. But if there isn't that really exciting young player, it's hard to sell tickets. It's hard to fill seats. The Heat is such a great organization and fill the seats regardless. But the San Antonio Spurs are looking down the future of this organization. Trading Kawhi Leonard for an all-star, DeMar DeRozan, feels a lot like what happened in Miami when I was there, which is, hey, LeBron left, well, screw that. We're going to try to keep winning, and we're going to do it without him. And sometimes that works out, and you make the playoffs, and other times you miss the playoffs, you give up your picks, you're all capped out, and when guys are becoming free agents, you swing, you don't have the cap space to chase after them, and it just becomes this kind of, we're locked into being a fringe playoff team, which is what I think the Spurs are now.
And Tom, like you're talking about, this is Popovich and Pat Riley. These are Hall of Fame basketball minds. Is it ego? Why would they know what's going to happen? Why would they say, hey, we're just going to go to the playoffs? That's our goal.
Yeah, well, I think it's notable that, Sam Hinkie, when he took over the Philadelphia 76ers, he was not 70 years old doing that. It was his first GM job. And he had a lot longer time, time span to build this thing. And so he was able to say, hey, look, I know we're going to be, just garbage for 3 years, but in year four and five, when Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and all these other top picks come to fruition and they get into their primes, we're going to be pretty darn good. I don't think Popovich and Pat Riley have the stomach to do that when they're in their late 60s, early 70s. And you know what? They're more accomplished than any other exec, maybe Phil Jackson combined. I mean, they're just so much more decorated and successful in their careers. They've earned that right. The issue is for fans, they need to have that next star in the pipeline. LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, Goran Dragic, Hassan Whiteside, those are known quantities. What people really get excited about is the Joel Embiid, is the Giannis Antetokounmpos, is the Donovan Mitchells of the NBA. And right now, the Spurs just don't have that, and the Heat are still searching for that guy.
Tom Haberstroh from Bleacher Report is with us. You can check out Bleacher Report for his article, The San Antonio Spurs Just Miami Heated Themselves Into Mediocrity. It's an excellent clickbait article. It's, I mean, not clickbait in the pejorative sense. It happens to be clickworthy when you see Miami Heat being used as a verb there, an adjective, whatever it is. I don't know what that is. Is that a verb? Miami Heated Themselves? Is that a verb or an adjective?
It's an action word.
Yeah.
What they did was they just pulled a heat. Yeah, I guess.
But pulled a heat.
But this this is the tough thing about being in the NBA is that it is hard to lose a lot of games on purpose. It's hard. It's sad. It's difficult. It's not fun to lose games. And Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra just won a couple titles. And for them to be like, yeah, we're good. We're just going to tank and get a good draft pick and hopefully we get a Joel Embiid or a Ben Simmons. That's hard to do. That's hard. From a human perspective, that is not fun, and it's going to take a lot of time, which they, are impatient by nature. These are competitors. And so in the timeline of the NBA, there are cycles, and there's just, you know, being a Charlotte Hornets fan and a Miami Heat fan, it's kind of hard to look at the future and get super, super excited compared to, like, some other teams who have really good young prospects because they're picking top 10 overall. I give you the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic, the Atlanta Hawks with Trae Young. Like, those are bankable stars because they got him in the top five.
Now, what do you make of yesterday's trade? It seems like both major pieces, Kawhi and DeMar DeRozan, are unhappy with that. That's a strange outcome, isn't it?
I mean, it's not. I mean, I would say it's not strange that players are unhappy about leaving their home. In the case of Kawhi Leonard, he was very happy to leave his home in San Antonio. But, you know, he had no leverage, almost no leverage in that situation because he didn't have a no-trade clause. Right, the team could trade him anywhere they wanted, and he would have no say in it. So that was the interesting thing about making a trade demand and saying, I want to go to the Lakers. The Spurs don't have to do that. The Spurs do have no obligation to trade him to anywhere he wants. And the Spurs said, you know what, we're trading you to Toronto. The DeMar DeRozan is like the Dwayne Wade of that organization. Like, he is a Raptors lifer. He's their all-time leader in points and minutes and everything. That's a tough pill to swallow for him. But ultimately, I think this time next year, he's going to be happy he's in the Spurs organization because they're going to treat him well. I think time will heal those wounds, and we're going to look at this and say, oh, yeah, Kawhi and DeMar were really upset at first, but they're going to be okay.
Tom, as the new players' approach to the game or their approach to their contracts or teams they're on is different from the past. I think just the whole NBA Players Association, they're gaining more power. Do the teams have to adjust to combat that where the players are really – I think LeBron started it. Like, I'm going to play wherever I want to, whenever I want to, for how much I want to, and y'all have to deal with that. How does the teams combat that?
Yeah, I mean, they thought that having a supermax would help. Right, in the last CBA in 2013, they negotiated a supermax, which would give the hometown team an advantage and be able to give you an extra year and a lot more money. And guess what? For Boogie Cousins, he was like, "I don't care, I'm out." Kawhi Leonard, "I don't care, I'm out." Paul George, "I don't care, I'm out." And for a lot of those guys, they'd rather be in a situation where they want to be, not necessarily where the most money is on a contract basis. So The teams, they try to legislate that in there, which is like, hey, we need to be able to hold on to our stars because LeBron and KD and all these guys are leaving. But it's almost kind of backfired where a lot of guys are deciding, you know what, I know you have that supermax, but I don't want to be tied to this organization. I want to have autonomy over my career. And for all of us outside of sports, like, we get it. We make our decisions. If two people offer us jobs, we get to decide where we want to go. And when NBA players do it, it's a little harder just because we're not used to it. But yes, I think this is a new era where players are getting a lot more autonomy, and it's cool to do it now. And that's a big thing. LeBron James, when he came to Miami Heat, it was not cool. But then he won two titles, and then he went back to Cleveland and was beloved in Cleveland when he won another title. So I think it gave a lot of players around him agency to do that because LeBron did it, and now it's okay to take the matters in their own hands. And you saw DeMarcus Cousins going to the Warriors. I mean, yeah, there was a little bit of like, man, that's crazy that he did that. I hate DeMarcus Cousins, but ultimately I think it's good for the league because that player movement is what really drives the attention and the entertainment in this industry.
Tom Haberstroh, Bleacher Report. Apropos of nothing, I was on Tom Haberstroh's timeline this morning on Twitter, and he retweeted Bob Ryan, who had an all-time great tweet. And the way Tom retweeted it was saying, I just love that Bob Ryan woke up on a summer morning in Rhode Island and felt the need to get this tweet off. Bob Ryan, formerly of the Boston Globe, tweeted, if I had to play a basketball game for my life tonight and the only center available was Dwight Howard, I'd play with four. It's an excellent tweet by Bob Ryan, excellent retweet by Tom Haberstroh, and it says volumes, I really think, apropos of nothing. Thank you for making time for us, Tom. I got such a kick out of that retweet this morning. I thought that was so great.
Oh, man, without Bob Ryan, I wouldn't be firing off that tweet. So you really got to thank Bob Ryan for that amazing, amazing random just pot shot at Dwight Howard, who's gotten a lot of pot shots recently. He got waived twice, basically, in the last year or so. So this is It's an amazing tweet from Bob. But thanks for having me on, guys. It's always always good to come back to Miami Sports Radio.
We appreciate it. Always enjoy talking to him. Tom Haberstroh. Read his stuff at Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Haberstroh. Excellent and entertaining and interesting. I love that Bob Ryan tweet. I just think that is so great. Just out of nowhere in the morning. Like, you know, if I had to play a basketball game for my life and the only center was Dwight Howard, I'd play with four.
I'm worried about Bob's health. How do you wake up hating on a
right?
man?
Like, that's crazy. But that shows you, because most people will tell you, most teams have told you, we prefer to play without Dwight Howard, right? Wherever he's gone, they figure out a way to get rid of him. They want to play without Dwight Howard. Bob Ryan takes it a step further. My life is in the balance. I'd prefer to play without Dwight Howard. I'll go without a center.
We'll figure it out.
All right, guys, I want to talk to you about Harrys.com here. I lay out a few things for you just about every day about razors and shaving and whatnot, and we all know what a hassle it can be. It's why I switched to Harry's, and I know it's why you're going to want to as well. That way you can get yourself a close shave with a smooth and comfortable glide at an amazing value. And the best part is it gets shipped right to your home. No more hassles of going to the store. For a limited time only, it's such a great deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set using my special code Hockman at Harrys.com. So you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to type in the code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, when you're checking out. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, so they fixed it. They offer a simpler option, which is an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of upcharges. They offer fast free shipping. It's a pleasure. And there's a 100% quality guarantee, and there's no subscription required. It's not like the other online brands that force you to subscribe. Harry's lets you resupply however you want. You want to do auto refills? Boom, do that. But you want to buy just one off a la carte? Boom, do that. So again, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Hockman at Harrys.com. So you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Hockman at Harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harrys.com today. Use the code Hockman at checkout to claim your offer.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And it's a good song.
You know, Big Daddy Kane used to sample this.
Oh, the beat. I can see that. Yeah, this is on Pauline and Randy's playlist when I was young. I got a lot of this growing up. That's how I knew everything in the house was copacetic.
When this song was playing.
Which is any music was playing. You wake up and you hear some music on a Saturday. You're like, okay, everybody's happy. Silent House, somebody just got cussed the hell out.
Trouble was a brewing.
Yeah, that one I go straight outside to play. Come out the room with your shoes tied already. You hungry, Chan? Nope, not hungry. I'm good, thanks.
See
I gotta
you,
get up.
See you at nightfall.
Street lights, right? I'll be back. I go hang out with the 19-year-old slow guy down the street.
Amelia DeVita, our traffic reporter, she has tweeted out a picture of her with her new car. So you can check that out, Amelia DeVita 1.
You ever gotten a Mini Cooper?
No.
They are little.
Those, the Mini Coopers, and then they had, the, for a blink of an eye.
What, the smart car?
Smart car.
I've gotten one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiny.
Pretty cool. It's not as small as you
think. I don't think
expect.
I would feel safe in that.
That's the one thing.
First of all, you couldn't fit in it, could you?
I couldn't fit, but mine is like the whole, oh, these cars are getting smaller for the fuel economy and all that. I understand it. Smaller car, lighter car, better chance of getting torn the hell up in a wreck. I need me some steel. Give me a Caprice.
Tito's in here with my chocolate cake. That may sound strange.
Wait, is it yours? I thought it was for both of us.
Yeah, for both of us.
Both of y'all.
You said yours.
Tito produces Alex Dono's show at night, and he texted me and Falero today, hey, I'm going to bring you some homemade chocolate cake tonight. You think it's tampered with.
Yeah, man, there's no way. Has he ever brought you anything before?
No, and I've never, you know, how old is Tito? Like 22, 23 years? Oh, that's a lie. I was wrong. He's brought us cookies before, Mrs. Fields cookies.
Mrs. Fields cookies.
Right.
They were made at a store, purchased and given.
And I think he brought me something else once, too. But out of nowhere, out of the blue, what are you, about 22, 23 years old? 23 years old. I can't recall. Now, they didn't have text when I was 23 years old, but I can't recall ever, you know, telling someone, hey, I'm going to bring you homemade chocolate cake tomorrow. But he was, you know, out of nowhere, just texted me and Falero, I'm going to bring you some homemade chocolate cake to work.
You find it weird that he didn't text Crowder as well?
Well, because he knew what the, I mean, look no. what the reaction is. I wouldn't have texted Crowder that
I've
either.
I told y'all months ago, Tito does not like me. He tolerates me for his job. And secondly, there's no way I'm eating no cake no man brings in at this time of day from out of nowhere. God, get out of here. Hey, man, hold the spit.
Now, he won't even hold eat the food. Spit. Crowder won't even eat food like we had that company picnic. And it was catered. But, you know, they have the food out in tins.
I just don't know, man.
And he just doesn't. Boy, you wouldn't have done well at the Wendy's Super Bar.
No, I don't. I'm not eating at them those bars and
the
all.
Buffets.
I'm not a buffet guy.
Ah, love a buffet.
Because then you're walking up and you say, "Ooh, the chicken Marcella looks good," and then you see the big greasy, dirty wrist reach in and grab the thongs and take their chicken Marcella. I don't want to follow his wrist. I don't know what fell off of his wrist. I don't know what fell off of Tito's wrist making that nasty ass cake he's about to give y'all. I don't know, and I'm not eating it.
But can't you say that about like a restaurant?
You can say it. I'm not.
What does that mean?
It makes no sense. What about like a sushi buffet?
Honestly, answer that.
I love a sushi buffet because you get to sample all different kinds of sushi rolls.
To answer that, I believe I eat, you know, I don't like big mush mashes. I don't like shepherd's pie and all that stuff. I don't like mishmashes of food. I like individual meat and sides. I think a steak, a corn and broccoli can be prepared easily and it's efficient. When you're making a whole tray of 45 chicken breasts, you lose some of your chefhood. You're just trying to get it out.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, you had to. I mean, being an athlete, you had to have eaten cafeteria food your entire life.
And I was always scared. And once I got me a little money, I got out of that world. It's funny you say that.
Imagine the Dolphins, though. Dolphins cafeteria food had to be delicious, I would think.
They have food. They have a chef in Dolphins facility. Like for breakfast, you have your little powdered eggs there. You have your bacon, your sausage, and all that. Then you have the omelet station where you watch the woman, beautiful, great woman, make your omelet in front of you. I was an omelet guy.
Omelet station, right, because they're making it to order.
I can see it, and I know they held the spit.
Sometimes they do that with a pasta station. You can get pasta made, and then, you know, you put some pine nuts and, you know, Parmesan, however you want to top it yourself.
Yeah.
I don't mind buffets at all. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, I'm with you on the sushi buffets, man. Those are amazing.
Buffet?
Buffets.
You call them a buffet?
Yeah, buffet.
All right.
Is that wrong?
I thought it was a buffet.
But think about like all the people looking over on the food with stuff falling off their face and hair falling
like
off
what?
And
like
stuff
lepers?
In their nose.
Like where an actual nose falls off? Like,
just,
like what are we talking about here?
Do you know how long that food has been there?
I mean, I don't. I'm a fairly trusting person. Like, I would. Do you have any problem eating Tito's cake?
I'm 50-50 on it.
Crowder, really?
Yeah, Crowder's kind of swayed
Crowder,
me a little
man.
Bit.
Crowder scared you out of
Come
Tito's
on, man.
Cake?
Is there spit in there?
Gotta tell him hold the spit.
Chocolate cake. I find that to be a delicious treat.
No worries. Hey, I'm going to bring y'all some pasta tomorrow for lunch. Don't eat on the way to work. I'm going to bring y'all some pasta.
I don't want your
pasta. I'm going to bring you some pasta. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Y'all ain't going to eat it because y'all shouldn't eat it. I've never offered you food before. I'm not going to do it again. I'm
but
trying
Tito
to get
has
y'all.
Tito has brought me food before, though.
But like Crowder said, bought food.
Bought food.
No, but I'm saying it's not unprecedented that he would bring me a treat. And so here's what I'm guessing what happened. Tito's mom, because I had asked him, like, did you make the cake? Tito's mom made chocolate cake. And I think Tito was just being nice where he thought to himself, oh, I'm going to bring some in for some of my coworkers who I think will appreciate the chocolate cake.
This is the same guy who goes out and gets Burger King or KFC and doesn't offer us any?
Well, that's a monetary situation. I've told him it's easily correctable. You know, you're a young guy, young producer. If you say to me, I'm going to BK, do you want anything? I'm going to say every time, hey, I'll pay for it. Get whatever. Like, that's a rookie mistake on his part.
Y'all,
but I'm guessing.
I just saw a plate. Y'all's chocolate cake is yellow.
Yeah. I got no problem with that.
A yellow chocolate cake?
I prefer yellow chocolate cake. I prefer
that's not a
yellow
chocolate cake then.
Yeah.
No, it's chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
He's already lying. I got him. I got him. I figured it out early.
That is,
nope,
is it
nope,
really? Is it
nope.
yellow cake?
It's a yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
That's my
so
preferred.
Right.
That's my already. Preferred cake. That but really is my preferred cake because I like yellow cake.
And how about this? If the cake was so damn good, why are they giving it away?
Well, I mean, if you...
You got a big family,
no.
Tito?
No,
big family, right? You got a big family. So now you're giving away cake for fun. That's delicious.
To Tito's defense, you do call him a little bit overweight. So why is he going to eat all the chocolate cake when he's going to bring it to us?
Good point. He ate cake on the way over here. He's not he's not a deep cut of cake in half.
You didn't stick your thumb in my piece of cake, did you, just to get a little frosting or something?
Nope.
It's a good, clean piece of cake. All right, I want to go eat this cake. I'm going to go do that. You don't have to eat the cake. You could talk about Delaware Chicken Farm.
And when you get sick, who's going to finish the show with you?
I'm not going to get sick. I trust Tito. I don't trust him necessarily on the air after the shenanigans on the appetizer draft where there were rules and then no one followed the rules, and I end up with a bad first round, first overall pick, but I trust him on the cake.
You're going to be throwing up like that, what is it, Witches of Eastwick.
What a great reference.
That was nasty when they had them cherries. You know what's delicious, though? I'm not getting no cake from Tito, but I'll go get me some Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market because it is awesome. You get to go there, get your food. You know it's safe. Go home, cook it, and you are good to go. Honestly, I've been going there now for probably going on 12 years. They've been in the Hollywood area since 1951. They know what they're doing. Owned and operated by the same wonderful family, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Get out there. Get on the bandwagon. You will love it. DelawareChicken.com is the website. I'm going to tell you everything I get when I go, but it's not going to do it justice. They have thousands of selections. When I get in, I always get my eggs right there, the free-range eggs, and then you get your fish dip, your crab dip. Got to get my caulk salad, bean salad, potato salad. Then you have lamb, beef, veal, pork. You have poultry, duck, and turkey, two different types of lobster. 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked. They have it all. Venison, ostrich, alligator meat, frog legs. You got to get to DelawareChicken.com and see the entire menu. Call them in advance and they'll save you time. The order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Call them at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order's ready when you get there. And these prices, right now the base scallops are only $12.99 a pound. Royal red shrimp, shell on is $9.99 a pound, and the chicken steak kebabs $5.99 each. They are big and they are loaded, guys. Get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market right now. You will thank me later. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Cake is delicious.
I'm waiting. Till that little man from pops out your stomach.
I'm telling you, Tito Banach's homemade.
Yep.
Oh, it's funny.
Call the ambulance.
It's great. Is there a cat in here?
Y'all, man.
I don't feel too well.
I'm telling y'all, man. That man brought in half a cake, and he said he had a birthday party
it's
yesterday.
Delicious. And I think his mother made it, and thank you, Mrs. Tito Banach, whatever your mom's name is. Thank you for making this chocolate cake. It's delicious. It happens to be yellow cake, which is my favorite, chocolate frosting, perfect, and thank you.
It's fantastic.
Delicious. I tweeted out a picture of it.
Downfall.
I also tweeted out a picture of the text thread that we had with Tito this morning after he texted us that he was bringing cake, because you could see on the text thread, Falero and I are a little suspect of the motives from the get-go. From the jump, we were a little suspect of what was going on. So
y'all believe he was really just being nice?
Oh, I'm positive of it. I know it.
Look, he's smiling right now. He got y'all.
Tito's a nice guy. He's just misunderstood.
He got y'all. Tito, good job. It worked. I was behind everything.
Well, I will say, probably, if you want to be very good at being evil, you have to be able to pretend that you're being generous at most times. So if Tito really is an evil soul, he's doing it perfectly.
That was the approach of Minions.
I just don't think that he is.
Okay.
Oh, we'll find out.
You got some sick days left? You got sick days later? Y'all ain't going to make it tomorrow.
We will find out.
I tell my body not now. Okay. I'm good, man.
Not now, body.
Bet.
Till that asbestos kicks in.
There asbestos in that cake? Hope not.
Tito.
Tito.
And then why is he just hanging around? Y'all both eat a little bit, and he's just, no, don't leave now. Come on back. That's what happens when you want to see what happens to your victim.
He's like a good point. He's
like,
he's like
the Buffalo Bill of chocolate cakes.
He wants to see what happens to his victims.
Are we going to be okay with this, Kay? Is your mom known? You can put his microphone on. Is your mom known as a good baker?
Yeah. She makes a lot of pastries in the morning. She's very good with pancakes, waffles, French toasts, and cake.
Did you put an S on toast? Did you say French toasts?
I don't want to be the only hater. It's not tough to make a waffle.
No, that's not true. If you make the batter, does she make the batter? She makes the batter, yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah. Homemade batter.
Man, Nesquik. Yes. Everybody knows that. Nesquik. Get out of here.
Am I the only one who said he said pastries, and then he mentioned everything but a pastry?
I didn't know.
Listen, he's lying to y'all, baby.
I tell you, here's where I got caught up. I was barely paying attention to what he said because he came out of the box like Eeyore. It just like, it's happy. He brought a cake, and it's his birthday and his mom, and I'm like, hey, thanks for the cake. And she goes,
yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good cake.
Well,
she's
Crowder's been berating him the whole time.
When you have a ploy and someone calls you out on it, it gets you a little insecure. Take your sick day tomorrow, guys.
Is there something going on with Carmelo? And the only reason I ask is because some guy texts us, this must be a taped segment. Carmelo news? It's not a taped segment. It's 4:44. On what day is it? July 19th. Is there anything going on with Carmelo that I should know about?
Yes, Adrian Wojnarowski. I think I'm going to let Tito do this because it is breaking news.
All right, go ahead. Tito, you've got some breaking news for us. Has Tito made sure that this is actual news? Everybody gets fooled by Adrian Wojnarowski. Okay, I'm going to look at it. Let's see.
Oklahoma City has agreed to trade Carmelo Anthony in a protected 2022 first-round pick to Atlanta for Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala. Anthony will be waived, and the Rockets are the front runner.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep, I'm seeing it. Thank you for delivering it with the kind of excitement that one could only expect from a snail or a sloth. So Adrian Wojnarowski says Oklahoma City has agreed to trade Carmelo Anthony for a protected 2022 first-round pick to Atlanta. For point guard Dennis Schroeder, or is it Schroeder? I forget how it's really pronounced.
Schroeder.
It's got that strange hair.
I like it.
And Mike Muscala. Anthony will be waived, and he will join the team of his choice. Rockets are front runner.
So just a different way to get to the Rockets. And OKC gets the pieces back, because if they buy him out, they get nothing.
Well, I'm guessing here, so Oklahoma City gets rid of the contract. Atlanta takes the contract, but they get rid of two contracts that they don't want, Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala. It's kind of the same thing that, you know, that the Heat could have done with Kawhi or Carmelo, you know, if they wanted to trade for him and get rid of contracts. All right, so there you go. So the Carmelo Anthony dream is done.
No, because he could still win Atlanta.
He's saying Rockets are front runner. He said they're going to waive him, and then he gets to choose the team of his choice. Rockets are the front runner. And
who's a close second? We might be a close second.
If Woj is telling you that the Rockets are the front runner, I have no reason to believe this is going to play out any differently.
So Atlanta's not trying to be good. They're just trying to dump contracts.
They're dumping their own contracts. Yeah. OKC gets to dump Carmelo's contract, and then Carmelo gets to choose where he's going to play, which seems like it's going to be Houston, which again leaves Miami. Because you wonder if that affects Dwayne Wade's decision. We talked about it earlier in the show. Does it affect Dwayne Wade's decision? Where he goes, hey, I'm not going to commit to the Heat. Let's see if they get Kawhi. Oh, they didn't get Kawhi. Okay, well, I'm not going to commit. Let's see if they get Carmelo. I enjoy Carmelo. That would be fun to, oh, Carmelo's going to go to Houston. Like, what am I coming back to?
It wouldn't hurt, because if I ask you, who does Dwayne Wade want to play on the Miami Heat right now?
Melo.
The current roster. I don't think he wants to play, like, really enjoy. I'm not wants to play. I'm like, he does not want to play with Dragic or Whiteside and all them that he would enjoy playing with. That he would like.
Melo.
It would be him.
Melo, yeah.
Well, he's not looking around like, yeah, let me come back to see what Jay Rich got.
We're not going to be a top two team in the East. We're just going to go out and have fun. We're going to have some fun here at the American Airlines Arena. Like I tried to do with LeBron for a half season in Cleveland. It wasn't the American Airlines Arena. So now I'll do it with Melo here.
To that point, do you think the way it's taking this long to because he wants to see if Pat makes a move or is he just taking his summer?
I don't know.
You know, to your point, like, is he waiting to see, hey, what are they going to do? Because if they get Melo, well, I would say that's a big selling point to Wade to come back.
I think
back.
It would be a lot easier for Dwayne Wade to say, yeah, I'm going to come back for a season. If Kawhi was there, they'd have been unbelievably better. Or if Carmelo's there, because that would be fun for him. Adrian Wojnarowski also tweets right now, tremendous save for OKC. Thunder get massive salary and luxury tax savings, nearly $100 million without stretching Carmelo's $28 million salary, which they could have done. The deal would have left $9 million plus on the books for the next 3 years. So Schroeder at $15.5 million per year becomes a bargain and an asset that could stay or be traded again. And then Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted, Anthony will get his entire $27.9 million in the buyout and waiver with the Hawks. It could take a few days to work through the logistics on the trade. Melo met with the Rockets and Heat in Las Vegas. Again, Rockets are the front runner. The Heat get mentioned, though.
There you go. Close second. He got mentioned.
So there you go. Some breaking Carmelo news. So it looks like...
If the Heat make no moves and Dwayne ends up not coming back, are we going to blame Riley for not doing anything to convince Wade to come back?
Nah. I mean, yeah.
Because we...
There's no convincing. It's
It would help.
There's no convincing. Dwayne, we'd love to have you back. We have $5.5 million for you if you want to come back, and it's your team. Like, I mean, there's no
But on
there's
top
no
of
convincing.
That, say, and you get to play with friend Carmelo Anthony. On top of that, and that's a trash sale. You got to admit it. $5 million for you, and it is what it is.
But I don't think Carmelo's going to end up in Miami.
But just anybody. Like, should we be sitting status quo right now? Should we make moves to make Wade happy, knowing this is probably his last year, maybe two more, max?
They don't have assets to make moves. They don't. I mean, this is the problem with this Pat Riley roster. You know, we talked about it earlier in the show, and it's the reality of it. They don't have assets that are coveted by anybody. They've got the players tied up in contracts that are not friendly to be traded, and they don't have draft picks. The only way they could have done something was the Pat Riley magic. I want to play in a Pat Riley system. I want to play on South Beach. I want to be part of Heat culture. Didn't happen. Now, it could still happen with Carmelo. There's still a few days to let it play out, but it is what it is.
If Wade doesn't come back, is there still Heat culture? Because we talked about it earlier. James Johnson holds it up.
If Wade doesn't come back, Heat culture is like the World Cup every 4 years. It's like the Olympics. You don't expect it every year.
It's not a culture then.
It's a different type of culture. Anyone could have a culture that they try to do every year.
But it's easy to say Heat culture when you have LeBron and Wade and Shaq and, you know, and
that's when Heat culture came
along. Alonzo Mourning. Like, that's good Heat culture. Can you hold up? Can you make culture? Will people wear culture T-shirts when James Johnson is the strongest Heat culture guy?
Yes, because the only other option is wearing a James Johnson T-shirt, which you're not going to do. So you'll wear a culture T-shirt, which is, you know, just this nebulous thing that we can cheer for and attach ourselves to.
I'll wear them forever.
We have a code word coming up in just about 8 minutes. Next chance to win $1,000. I'm going to go eat some more chocolate cake.
Folks are buying diamonds off of a computer screen, and that's crazy. You got to go look at a diamond now. Look at the clarity. That is wild. I heard that people are buying diamonds on the internet. I'll help y'all out. Or if you know somebody did that, let me help them out. go to Beverly's Jewelers. Let one of their diamond experts help you find the diamond that you want. Beverly's carries one of the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in the country, and they also carry the cutting-edge technology of lab-grown diamonds, which are identical to mine diamonds in every single way, except they're approximately 30 to 50% less expensive. If you choose the lab-grown or the mine diamond, whatever your choice, you get the Beverly's low price guarantee. I love it. You will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Do your research. You will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Trust me, I'm a Beverly's customer. I get my mom's stuff, my wife's stuff, my sister's stuff, birthdays, Christmas from Beverly's Jewelers. They have an extensive selection of designer engagement rings too, guys. She's going to leave you for that tall dude at work. Go and get your ring and lock her in. And I love the state-of-the-art custom design studio. You can bring a picture out of a magazine. You can draw a ring, draw a bracelet, draw a necklace, and their people, their diamond experts, will create your dream ring, your dream piece of jewelry from a picture. It is amazing. You got to visit their Fort Lauderdale location or Pembroke Pines location, or you can go online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.